McNeil has assumed the pastorate at Providence Road Baptist Church over in Catawba County. Brother Lee, you come on around. I appreciate this man. Appreciate Providence Road Baptist Church. They support this camp meeting. And under the leadership of Brother Charles Worley for several years, I appreciate Brother Charles. He prays for us. Amen. I appreciate his preaching. And I appreciate his faithfulness to God. Amen. We better honor those men that have walked away before us. You better not turn your back on God's men that have been a blessing in your life. You better love them and you better hold them up. But Brother Lee has become the pastor there. God's blessed him as he's been there. Felt like he ought to preach for us this morning. Amen. I love you. We're praying for you. They'll run the light for you.
Ezekiel chapter 16 this morning. Ezekiel chapter 16. Thank you, preacher, for this opportunity. Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse number 4. I'll read a few verses. Pray the Lord to calm my nerves while I'm up here. Preachers, pray for me. Amen. Ezekiel 16, verse number 4, the Bible says, "And as for thy nativity in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk." Let's pray. Lord, I pray you bless the reading of your word. Help us now as we preach. In Jesus' name, amen. Here this morning, we find ourselves in the book of Ezekiel. Many of you understand Ezekiel is a visionary prophet. Through the vision of the Lord would come up with a message for the nation of Israel. Ezekiel is the one that saw the vision of the boiling pot, and God gave the message. He saw the vision of the flying eagle, God gave the message. The vision of the valley of dry bones, and God gave the message. Here in chapter number 16, I believe, personally, it's one of the saddest pictures that Ezekiel ever saw in his ministry. In fact, probably the entire Bible. The story is about a baby that is born, if you will, and in depravity. It's been cast into an open field, and in the story, the baby is a picture and a type of the nation of Israel. In the context, we understand it's a picture of the nation of Israel where they were before the Lord had found them. God saw them in their depravity, and God found them, and God favored them, and God forgave them, and then he flourished them. You understand? And today, I understand that this is a word for the nation of Israel many, many years ago, but I just can't help and look at Ezekiel chapter number 16, though I understand the literal interpretation. I just can't help but see some spiritual application this morning for you and me. You understand? That's exactly where I was before the Lord found me. When God found me, and then God forgave me, and then God flourished me, and he favored me. I just want to say this morning, I'm glad, preacher, that I'm a child of the King this morning. I'm glad today that Jesus found me and forgave me. I don't deserve God's love, and I don't deserve God's goodness and grace, but I'm glad Jesus came to where I was as a little 12-year-old boy on a Wednesday night. Preacher's son, I was in church, and God came to where I was, and he found me, and he forgave me, and he flourished me. And I just want to say this morning that I'm glad that I'm a child of the King this morning. Amen. The greatest day of my life wasn't the day that I was married. The greatest day of my life wasn't the day that I entered into the ministry. The greatest day of my life was the day that God saved my wretched soul. And I praise the good Lamb of God for all of his goodness in saving me. But you know, today, I haven't always been saved. Amen. And there's a couple of things here that happened in Ezekiel chapter number 16 that I find parallel in my own life. The first thing we see is that the Lord came to me in my need. Well, we see here twice in our text, the Bible said that when he passed by. You understand that in the conception, the baby's conception was one of sin. The father and the mother, when you study it out, were of different nationalities there in verse number 3. It was born in iniquity and it was born in sin. The mom and the dad, they knew that. So instead of trying to hide it, they just cast it, trying to get caught. They cast the baby out into an open field. And you could see that baby, just picture in your mind that baby in a field. What a picture of despair. What a picture of depravity and the destitution, desperation. That baby's taking its last breath. It's covered in its own blood. There's no mama there to love on that baby. There's no daddy there to love on that baby. There's no church family. There's no nursery to come where that baby is. There's no grandma. There's no grandma to love on that baby. That baby's taking its last breath. But the Bible said that baby was polluted. There was nothing that was favorable to that baby in the eyes of man. But I'm telling you, the Bible said that when the man of God passed by, it was the time of love. I'm thankful when Jesus came by that baby, he didn't see what the mama saw, he didn't see what daddy saw, but he saw what the God Almighty would see. He saw us, what God could do in our life, and somewhere in the heart of all God Almighty, he saw what the world did not see. He saw that baby as a child of the living God, and he came to that baby there in the baby's need. Listen to me today. Even if that baby wanted to, there's no way the baby could have found the man. There was nothing in that baby's ability. There's nothing in the baby's mind. There's nothing in the heart of that baby. The Bible, however, says that he passed by. Praise God. I'm thankful that he came to me in my need. The Bible said he passed by. I've already told you my testimony. Might as well tell you again. November the 18th, 1998, Jesus came to where I was. I wasn't looking for the Lord. Matter of fact, I was sitting in the back of the church as my father was preaching, but the Holy Ghost of God come in there. He was looking for Lee McNeil, and I'm thankful he found Lee McNeil, and he favored Lee McNeil, and he forgave Lee McNeil, and he has flourished Lee McNeil. I just say it again. I'm glad I'm a child of the King this morning. Praise God. Well, he came to me in my need. Secondly, he covered me in my nakedness. Verse number 8 says that the baby was found naked in nakedness. And when you look and study nakedness, it's a picture and a type of despair and guilt and shame. We understand that it's a picture and a type of shame when he saw the baby in this condition. I'm thankful that he was not content to leave the baby in that condition. Amen. In the covering, he came to him and he covered him, praise the Lord, with his skirt. He covered that baby with his skirt. I'm thankful that Jesus came by my way and he took away the shame. He took away the shame of this baby. He covered it and he did it with his own skirt. And the only way that baby could be covered was for somebody to be uncovered, you understand? Get your mind on Calvary, if you will, with me. Look at Jesus up on the cross. He's up there in open open shame. He's been despised. He's been rejected. He's up there in open guilt and open shame before the whole world. Why is he up there, preacher? So that you and so that I could be covered by his love, covered by his mercy and his grace. He became uncovered so that you and I could be covered. I praise the good Lamb of God today. I don't know if you just might as well stay in your seat and don't get excited, but I'm free this morning. I'm free from the guilt and the shame of the past. I'm free. I've been covered. God has taken away my shame. But when you study out the text, not only does he take away the baby's shame, but he takes away the baby's name. When you look in the Bible and you see covering, covering in the Bible is always a picture and a type of a covenant. And so you study this particular out. When he covered this baby with his skirt, he's entering in you, if you will, with a full-fledged adoption, if you will. He's going in with adoption. Have I told you that we're child of the King? We're children of the King. I've got a good preacher fan. Many of you know him, Brother Sidney Weaver. Brother Sidney, he adopted a son not too long ago, preacher. He was down there at the courthouse or the lawyer's office, if you will, and he's going through all these paperwork and he's signing all this paperwork, and he was getting all the way down to signing his last piece of paper, and the lawyer said, "You better stop. And you better think about what you're about to do, because once you sign that last piece of paper, that baby is yours." And he said, I think I'll just go ahead and sign that piece of paper. There's nothing that could change that. I'm telling you, when we got saved, there's absolutely nothing that'll ever change our standing with the Lord. We're children of the King forever and ever and ever and ever. While the ages roll, we're going to be children of the King. Aren't you glad today you've been covered by the grace of God? He came to me in my need. He covered me in my nakedness. But I like this one in verse number 9. He cleansed me in my nastiness. Amen. Aren't you glad that it's in that order? It's the covering, then the cleansing. Amen. Yes. A lot of times in churches, we want them to be cleansed before they're even covered. We want them to look like us, spit like us, talk like us, act like us before they even get saved. Amen. I'm thankful that it's in this particular order. There's the covering, then there's the cleansing. First thing he does is he's getting some things off of the baby. He's getting some things off of me. And the baby, once you think about that baby in that open field and open shame, he's all by himself. And all of a sudden, the baby senses the presence of somebody else. He's by himself and he senses the touch of somebody else. The man of God comes and puts his hand. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, Jesus come by our way and he touches us and we feel the presence of somebody else. I praise the Lord for coming by our way. Preacher, I got two little girls. I got a 9-year-old girl and then I got a 5-year-old girl. That explains the bald head. Amen. Praise the Lord. 9 years ago when we were about to have our first child, my wife was about to have her first child, amen, I did nothing, hallelujah. We were in the hospital and we were going through all of these things to have a child, and man, it was stressful and all of these different things. And I remember that doctor is giving my wife shots. I can't stand shots. How many of you like shots? If you like shots, you need a brain transplant in here today. I don't like shots. I don't like shots. I don't like needles, and I definitely don't like shots. Somebody say amen. Can't stand it. She had to go through all of this stuff, and we ended up having to have surgery, and there was things when that baby showed up. The doctor showed us this baby, and I'll be honest with you, the baby looked just like a little alien. I mean, just disgusting, nasty. Amen. Y'all don't look at me spiritual. Some of y'all's had the cone head. I didn't have to worry about that. Amen. But the baby came out, and it was filled with blood. It was filled with just nastiness, preacher. And then all of a sudden, there's some burly nurse walked into that room, and she came and grabbed my baby girl and took her over to this little table. And then over a little bit of time, she began to take some water in this pot and began to wash away some of that blood and wash away some of that nastiness and wash away all the gunk and all the filth and all the nastiness. And then she wrapped that baby up, and she gave that baby over to me, and I began to hold that baby, and I began to swaddle that baby and just goo-goo and gaga all over that baby. And I begin to act just outside of myself because the baby's now gorgeous. The baby's now beautiful because of the washing. I'm thankful that God didn't come to where I was and leave me in the situation that I was in. I'm telling you, some of you in here today, you used to drink and you don't drink no more. Some of you in here used to smoke, you don't smoke no more. Some of you used to cheat, you don't cheat no more, because God came to where you were and he began to wash away some of that nastiness. He began to wash away some of that filth. I'm thankful the good work of God in my life, him washing things out of my life, amen. He's getting some things off of me, amen, but then he's putting some things on me. He begins to put some things on me. You read that verse number 9. He's put some oil on him. Oil makes you shine. It makes you smell good. Somebody say amen for smelling good. Praise God. My wife is into all that witch doctor stuff, that essential oil stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, some of y'all in here can testify. We always got that essential oil stuff going on in the house. And if you ever get sick, if you ever something wrong, she gives you something for that. Makes it smell different. Makes it as aroma, something about. I'm telling you, there's something in our life. Not only do we need to get things off of our life and out of our life when we get saved, yes. But I'm telling you, there's some things we need to get on us. I'm telling you, we need some power about us. We need some Spirit of God about us. We need a touch from God. God to come to where we are, put his hand on us. He's put some things on us. He's also put some things and taken some things off of us. Came to me in our need. He's covered me in my nakedness. He's cleansed me in my nastiness. But number 4, he's clothed me in my newness. Look at verse number 10. I clothe thee. I clothe thee also with broidered work, shod thee with badger skin, girded thee about with fine linen, covered thee with silk. You read on. The rest of the verses, he decked him with ornaments, bracelets, a chain on his neck, jewel on his forehead, earrings in his ears, beautiful crown upon his head, decked him with gold and silver and raiment. I'm telling you, he goes on and on and on. And he's clothing this brand new. All of these things he put on the baby were found when you study it out in the temple of God. And if you keep reading, you'll see that he's dressing this child with all these wonderful things. And everywhere that baby went from that point on, everybody knew whose baby that was. Everybody knew whose baby that belonged to. Everybody understood because he was clothed with something that he wasn't previously clothed in. I don't know why you mamas do it when you have a brand new baby. You get all these clothes. The baby's only going to be from 0 to 9 months, and for only 0 to 3 months for only 90 days. But you got 7,000 outfits. You go out to the mailbox and you change his outfit. Once you get back in, you're going through all of the things. There's nothing wrong with that. What are you trying to do, preacher? You're trying to show that baby off. You're trying to show the world what God's given you. You're trying to praise God. Hallelujah! I got a sister, my younger sister. She's got a brand new baby boy they just had back in, I believe it was October, November, somewhere in there, a little baby boy. And every single month, preacher, we get a card in the mail, a picture of every single month. She sends a card, a picture of that boy. Happy Thanksgiving, where's a card? Happy Christmas, and then Happy New Year, and then Happy Valentine's Day. What happened to my, changing of the time month. I mean, something different every month. We get a card, I say, she's just bragging on that baby again. Just bragging on that child again. It's all right, because what you don't know is a couple years ago, she was pregnant. They end up having complications, and she lost that baby. She couldn't have that baby about 3 years ago. But God gave that baby back to him. And she's just a little excited that God gave that baby back to him. Now she begins to show off that baby. She begins to proclaim to the world. Can I tell you what God saved us? I think he likes showing some of us off. I think he likes showing every one of us off with his goodness and his mercy. Everything you got, God gave to you. Everything you had, God blessed you with it. I think God just trying to say, he don't belong to the devil no more. He's a child of the King. And I'm telling you this morning, we ought to be thankful and thrilled that God's touched us, that God's put some things on us, that God's clothed us with his mercy and his grace this morning. Praise the Lord. He invests so much in things that he values. Aren't you thankful that he values you? Aren't you thankful that he loves you? Amen. I understand that this is a picture and type of nation of Israel. I understand that this is speaking to where they were, But I just can't help but think in the back of my mind, preacher, that there's a baby up in heaven walking the streets of gold, and she's probably up there saying, oh, yes, oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Amen.